Good morning. Clear skies and light winds producing a cold start to the day across interior New York and New England. Most everyone waking up in the teens early this morning, though we do see some lower 20s in a few spots. Full sunshine through the morning will help turn things around quickly, and temperatures will climb back through the 20s and into the lower 30s by the end of the morning drive, and then through the 30s and into the 40s by lunchtime. A south breeze will kick in as a warm front passes by, and with mostly sunny skies and that breeze developing, temperatures will push into the middle and upper 40s by the middle of the afternoon. High pressure will drift off the eastern seaboard as a cold front approaches tonight. Not a lot of moisture with this front, but we will have an increasing cloud cover through the night. There is the chance of a few spotty rain showers across northern parts of New York, maybe a few wet snowflakes mixing in across the highest terrain late tonight and first thing tomorrow morning. Either way, it'll be much milder overnight tonight with temperatures only back into the middle and upper 30s. So that's how we'll start the day tomorrow, with clouds to start off. Then, after that front passes by, we'll go back to sunshine quickly tomorrow through the afternoon. The wind will flip around and become gusty out of the northwest. Still, though, with the higher starting point, we'll manage to get to about 50. Sunshine for the day on Thursday, giving way to increasing clouds as another front approaches in the lower 40s. That front could bring some rain and snow showers our way late Thursday night. So it looks like we'll start off Friday with some clouds, then go back to sunshine and highs in the mid-40s on Friday afternoon with just these weak disturbances passing by. We'll start off the weekend dry with a mix of sun and clouds Saturday in the mid-40s before a few rain and snow showers pass through on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a pair of systems will push through the lower 48 through the middle of the week in a rather mild and dry pattern otherwise. In the Pacific Northwest, a deep surface low will move into central British Columbia and drag its cold front into Washington and Oregon later today. Windy conditions with locally modest lower elevation rain and high elevation snow above about 2,500 to 3,000 feet will spread east of the Cascades and into Idaho and western Montana by this afternoon. The cold front will continue to march steadily eastward into the high plains by early tomorrow with a bit of colder air in its wake. To the east, a cold front sinking through the plains and Four Corners region will weaken as it moves into the lower Mississippi Valley tomorrow, but not before some moderate rain and a few thunderstorms break out over Oklahoma this afternoon. Temperatures will be quite mild ahead of the front, 60s to near 70 from Missouri, northeastward into western Pennsylvania, which is about 15 to 20 degrees above average, though perhaps just short of record highs for the day. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 16 degrees with a northwest wind at 36 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 9 above zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear and 19 degrees, the dew point 11, 71% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.40, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 92 degrees at Tucson, Arizona, to a low of 2 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny and breezy, lower 50s, Boston, sunny, in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny and breezy, with highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 43 degrees, the low 23, the average temperature 33, that's 3 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, still just 79 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is 2.18 inches below normal. And 38.12 inches for the year, which is still 2.02 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 32 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, 673 now for the month, which is 4 above normal, and 1,021 for the season, which is 293 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 43 degrees, the average low 28, the record high 68 set in 1990, and the record low 6 in 1951. Sunrise this morning, 7:03 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:23 p.m. 9 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy today with highs in the mid-40s. Increasing clouds, a few rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 40s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-40s. Increasing clouds with a few rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 40s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning clouds, then increasing sun, breezy, near 50. Sunshine followed by increasing clouds Thursday, lower 40s. Clouds to start off again on Friday, then back to sunshine in the mid-40s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-40s Saturday. A chance of rain and snow showers Sunday around 40, and a mix of sun and clouds lower to mid-40s again on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.